The USS McFall sailed into Batumi Sunday, loaded with blankets, bottled water, milk, baby food, diapers, and hygiene kits. That was the easy part. The next challenge is to distribute the aid to those who need it. U.S. Agency for International Development Director Henrietta Fore told VOA this week $13 million of U.S. aid has arrived and more is coming. But Russian roadblocks are impeding the flow in many places.
There are still checkpoints on the roads. That to us is an indication that it is not free access for humanitarian either supplies or assessments. And through our non-governmental partners, we're able to get to many of the parts of Georgia, but we still need access. Roadblocks make it difficult for humanitarian assistance to get through to the people most in need.
While Batumi is open, the strategic oil port of Poti, 80 kilometers to the north, is essentially closed. Despite a protest march by angry Georgians Saturday, Russia is maintaining roadblocks outside Poti, which is the gateway for merchandise moving to Georgia, other Caucasus republics, and Central Asia. In another development, a Georgian train struck what authorities say was a mine Sunday near the town of Gori, 55 kilometers northwest of the capital, Tbilisi. Russian troops withdrew from Gori Friday after more than a week of occupation, but still maintain a checkpoint on a main road just outside the city. Georgia's security chief, Kaka Lumaya, tells VOA Russia still controls many of his country's key roads and large chunks of territory in what the European Union and the United States call a violation of a French-mediated ceasefire Russia agreed to earlier this month.
What concerns us is that although they pulled out some of their troops, they claim that they will maintain at least 8 checkpoints across the region and another 8 or 9 in the western part of the country, including areas which have never been a part of any conflict zone or any other zone. There never ever been any Russian military presence.
Lumaya says he has been assured by a senior Russian general that some of the roadblocks would be removed within a few days. But Russian forces will apparently stay in a security zone around the Russian-held regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, adding significantly to the amount of Georgian territory they control. A tour of Gori after the Russian pullback revealed widespread evidence of mayhem and looting, apparently by Russian troops and irregular forces who descended on the town. Videos posted on the internet site YouTube clearly show uniformed Russian soldiers smashing in bulletproof glass fronts of banks in Gori's main square, directly in front of a towering statue of the city's most famous native son, former Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Mikhail Girgadze of the TBC Bank examined the destruction.
Russian soldiers took everything, the computers and everything. You know, you see the ATM machine is broken. They were trying to take money from these boxes, you see? They were trying.
Girgadze says the entire looting episode posted on YouTube was captured by the bank's security cameras. Gori residents were eager to show visiting journalists the extent of the looting and destruction. They've opened a media center to take reporters on guided tours, including the sites where they say Russian planes dropped cluster bombs in a residential area, and where they say soldiers used electrically charged metal rods to wipe out almost the entire population of a fish farm outside the city. Georgi Miladze, a U.S.-educated lawyer working at the center, says Russian jets dropped bombs over Gori day and night for a week, forcing residents to flee to the hills above the city.
They went to the forests up there, and they lived in those forests. And we get actually first people coming back 3 days ago, 3-4 days ago. The morning of 8, that's when everything started. So then it was going up and down, but planes, they never stopped from 8 to 15th.
Standing here in the town square in Gori, it's hard to miss the irony of the statue of the city's native son, Joseph Stalin, peering out over the square at the smashed windows and buildings looted by Russian soldiers during their occupation here. Peter Heinlein, VOA News in Gori, Georgia.